to be reading and preaching right in Hebrews 12 from verse 1 down through verse 17. What I want to talk to you about is Bible faith. Bible faith. We know the scripture that says, "For the just shall live by faith." I've preached on that thought before. We cannot live the Christian life without faith. It's an impossibility. We can't please God without faith. Impossible. So we need to know something about our faith and faith. Our faith and faith are two different things. Our faith is in the gospel. It is the gospel. Our faith is in Christ. But the faith that you and I live by, listen, it is in the message. But it's just exactly what he said in Hebrews 11. If you read it, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And he goes on to explain how by faith the elders obtained a good report. You know, the promises of God. They walked and lived by faith. And it is this faith that you and I need to understand. And our faith needs to be strengthened. I want us to look in here at some things this evening, just quickly. But he begins and says, let me say this. I want us to see three sections, if we get to them all tonight, in verse 1 down through 17. The first one is faith's call to endure. And that's verse 1 through 3. And we're going to start right there. But then faith as God deals with sons. I mean, real faith, living by faith, God chastens his sons. God deals with his sons. He talks with his sons. Amen? And then the last one, Bible faith, it produces holiness. Always will. It always will. And that's verse 14 through verse 17. But let's start at verse 1 through 3. He said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint your mind." Over and over in these first few verses, we see things that have to deal with endurance. A faith that endures. Bible faith will endure. The Bible teaches us somebody that is truly born again and made a new creature, you're not going to have to run them down 30 days from now. They are going to be among us. There are those that walk among us like tares among the wheat. And John talked about them. They went out from us. They were not all of us. For if they had been of us, they would have no doubt continued. Endured. They would have continued with us. But they went out. And we know that Bible faith produces endurance. I want you to look at faith's witness in verse 1. He said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses." Look at that. We also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And that cloud of witnesses, there's a notation of a martyr record. Those that have died in faith. That's what we just got through reading. If you read the chapter before, Hebrews 11, these all died in faith, not having received the promises. Many of them were martyrs. And they are faith's witnesses. Are you listening to me? So we are compassed about with faith's witnesses. We need to remember that there are those that are witnesses of the faith that are looking on. That should encourage us that if they live the life of faith, we can live the life of faith. Amen? God got them there. He'll get us there. And he said this. He said, for us, look, he's talking about faith now, and he's talking about the practice of faith. There's a spiritual realm around us. We need to realize that. So great a cloud of witnesses. And you remember Stephen, and he looked up, and he saw it when he was near death, didn't he? His eyes were open. But look what the Bible says. We're passed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight. There's an action. There's an exercising of our faith. And for us to have victory over sin, we've got to exercise faith. Let us lay aside every weight. Those are things, listen, that the offense, those burdens and those hindrances. Are you listening to me? Lay aside every weight and the sin, the offense. That does so easily beset us. And that word beset, it is like a notation of a competitor that's thwarting another racer. That's what it is. You think about somebody running a race and another competitor constantly tripping you, bumping you, grabbing you, trying to hold you back. That's what this is talking about. Lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. It's like Paul's thorn that buffeted him continually. It was something that was besetting on him. It was buffeting him. Let us run with patience the race. Notice the analogy, a race. So when he's talking about that a race, in another place he's talking about a fight. In another place, he says, war, good warfare. So there is an exercising of our faith and a call to endure the race, to endure the war. Are you listening? With patience, and that word patience means endure. Let us run with patience, endurance. That the race that is set before us. Listen, this race, this Christian life is like a race. I've heard Brother Milton Taylor say many times, the Christian life's not a sprint, It's a marathon. And you've got to be able to endure. You've got to be patient. You've got to continue. Listen, you've got to have something here that helps you to get to the finish line. And the only thing that is our faith in Christ. True Bible faith that's been placed in us. Amen. There's faith in believing. And there's joy in believing. And you and I, listen, we take our faith, what we believe, and we exercise that by the action of our faith. What I'm talking about is our trust in the Lord as we walk. That's what I'm talking about. Faith in two ways. Looking unto Jesus. Jesus, our example. The example of faith. He endured the cross. That's what the Bible said. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Aren't you glad that He's the one that saved us and that'll get us to the finish line? He's the author and the finisher. And the Bible says, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Faith's witness, the cloud of witnesses, then faith's example, Christ Himself. So we exercise our faith. The Christian life is an exerted life. I forget who I heard say that, but I wrote that down in my Bible right next to that. The Christian life is an exerted life. Bible says the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached and everyone presseth into it. That's an exerting. Exert yourself. It's physical. Are you listening? We exercise our faith. It's a walk, but it's also a race. And it's a warfare. It's a wrestling, for we wrestle not with flesh and blood. You have to exert in the Christian life. Exert your faith. If you don't exert your faith, if you don't exercise your faith, listen, you're going to get took. Our faith must be exercised. It cannot be laid aside. It cannot just be something I believe, but not something that I act upon. It must be both. And real Bible faith is both. It is both. Our Lord Himself, our example, again, endured the cross. You can look at our Lord's life and all the things that He went through. Now, He was Savior before He went through them. But going through them showed us He was the Savior. Amen? He was the Savior, Brother Adam, long before He hung on the cross. But hanging on the cross showed us He was the Savior. He is the Savior long before He got up out of the grave. But getting up out of the grave showed the world He was truly the Son of God. Amen? Listen, our faith is exercised that way. It is put to the test. It endures these things in the world. It endures temptation. Just like the sin that he told us to lay aside. Listen, we have to have faith to endure temptation. To get past temptation. To overcome sin. Faith to overcome sin. How is it? Faith that we believe God in what he has said about sin. I believe that that sin is bad. I believe that that sin brings forth death. I believe that that sin Christ died for, and you and I can get victory and lay it aside. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. Amen. God help us to get to that place in our Christian life where we will deal with our sins individually as a child of God. That's living by faith. Bible faith. Bible faith don't just save us and leave us in our sin. Bible faith helps us to overcome sin. Helps us to look unto Jesus. So it's a call to endure. We endure. We have the example of Christ of endurance. Amen? We endure chastening as sons. He tells us in verse 7. For if ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? He's talking about an earthly father. But God the Father, listen, he goes on down and tells us, you know, for whom he said, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. In verse 6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And we endure chastening. By faith, we endure. Listen, chastening is a part of our Christian life. Without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, he said, you're bastards and not sons. Amen. That's what he said in verse 8. He tells us, he goes on down and says in verse 13, make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. He's not talking about losing salvation. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Lest there be a fornicator or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. There's a call to holiness. You and I don't live this way. Are you listening to me? We don't live this way. God tells us that he deals with us before he then gives how that faith calls you and I to holiness. It starts in verse 13. Make straight paths for your feet. That's what God said. Make straight paths for your feet. That's how I want you to walk. That's the path I want you to walk in. Lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. That weak part. But let it rather be healed. follow peace with all men. Not meanness, hatefulness, peace, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. There's a strong statement right there. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Bible faith produces holiness in the child of God. Not carnality, not wickedness, vileness. We've got a generation today that wants to go to heaven, and right now they want to party it up. They want to live for the flesh. No holds barred. Are you listening to me? I mean, all doors open. Just live in the world. Have a big time. No restraint on the flesh. God said, Bible faith produces holiness. The chastisement that God gives us produces holiness. Ain't that how you get your kid to straighten up? Chastise them. That's how God straightens us up many a time. He doesn't always just, listen, I've always said this. I was glad for the day when I realized when I sin, God just don't yank me up and beat the daylights out of me. I'd stay beat to death if that was the case. Chastisement, there are several levels to chastisement. There's the communication. That's wrong. You need to repent. Boy, if we just right there, just get it fixed. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, whatever it was. He cleanses it, brings a holiness into our life. Amen? A closer walk with the Lord. After that, it may be like a slap on the wrist. Then it could be real chastisement. I mean a whooping. And through Scripture we know, listen, God, for the child of God, God's not going to let him bring a reproach to the name of Christ. He will take you or I out of this world if we won't turn. And the thought come to me years ago, all these people that says they're saved for years and God never whoops them, God don't take them on out, they're not saved. I don't believe for one minute they're saved. If they're saved, God would have done took them on to heaven the way they're living. Amen. Can't get them right after 15, 20 years. I don't believe somebody like that saved. I worry. I know God's patient. Listen, God's more patient than we are. But I worry. I'm not saying somebody can't be saved, and God that patient with them. Amen? He's God. That's His business. I can't put a timeline on it. Are you listening to me? I don't know when God quits finally striving with His children. But I know according to His Word, eventually, last whooping's been given. You won't turn, you're coming home. I can't have you hurting the testimony of my son. The testimony of the church. So there's a call to endurance, the practice of our faith. A Call to endure. God deals with sons in faith. God calls us to holiness. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. We don't want to use God's grace to sin, do we? The grace of God teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. And we don't let grace teach us that. We come short of what grace is doing in our life. Somebody that's lost, that's where they are. They don't let grace do in them that work. They still hold on to the world and to sin. And they've come. They believe a lot in their head, but they're not willing to let grace do the work that it's supposed to do. They come short. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. A lot of root of bitterness. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person. See that life? That's not the life of a saved person. A profane person? Really? Pastoring the church, leading the choir, teaching Sunday school, or even, you know, I'm just, you know, saying I'm a member. Even if they're not heavenly involved, testifying to the community, I'm a member of this church, and living that life. That's not Bible faith. Bible faith brings us out of that life. Verse 17, for you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. Talking about Esau. Rejected. For he found no place of repentance. Repentance. That's what Bible faith does. It brings repentance. Repentance. Though he sought it carefully with tears. No doubt he said, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, I believe. He just couldn't repent. Couldn't repent. Could not repent. You can ask God to do that all day long if you're not willing to repent. God's not moving. That's what real Bible faith, it changes not. Not for you, not for me, not for nobody. The Lord is who He is. And His gospel of His Son is what it is. And it changes not. And it will call you and I to endure. God will deal with us through this life. He will correct us. Amen. He'll scourge us because He loves us. And He'll produce holiness in our life. Cause us to walk that walk of faith We must exercise our faith. I've got some other things I wish to. I talk longer than I wanted to. I'm done. I want you to stand.